So Mike has been after me to do this for some time, and when we finally settled on April, I didn't realize what day it was. April Fool's Day. So I'm not 100% sure I'm supposed to be here. I don't know. I keep waiting for April Fool's. Just in case, I did come prepared. And I do feel very humbled by doing it on Easter Sunday, and I just hope I can be worthy of the day. If you'd please pray with me. Father God, thank you for bringing me to this point in my life. Thank you most of all for the greatest gift I could possibly have, the gift of the Holy Spirit in me. And I pray that this can be used by someone here today to make their own decision to give their life to Jesus as I did. I pray that the Holy Spirit will be alive in me like never before, and these will be your words, not mine. I pray to give me composure and means to deliver your message today. I pray for these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I was born again on June 1st, 2012, not even 6 years ago. A friend of mine told me that it's very unusual for somebody my age to accept Jesus. And if you know me at all, you would know that you'd immediately think that it was because of how stubborn I am. And usually you'd be right. But in this case, it was because I had to be completely convicted of what I was doing without any reservations or doubts and coming from my heart. I was raised with my mom doing her best to get me to church and to Sunday school with only mild success. I was much more interested in being a class clown and making people laugh than learning about God. And that culminated into me ditching with a friend the service where we were to be confirmed. In college and in my early career, I didn't know or care about God at all. I had something in common with a few of the students out here, most of the students not here, and all but a few of the professors. I knew everything. And I was in complete control of Andy. I thought religion was for the weak and those that needed a crutch. I'd be able to handle whatever came my way. And those days were filled with partying and abusing my mind and body. Religion wasn't even a thought. Then I met my future wife, Liz. Everything was great. She was raised to going to church as I was. But she accepted Christ a little after we were married, something I wasn't part of. Soon after that, we moved to Georgia, where we started a new family. A new house and a second child came into our lives. Liz was continually searching for a church with little help from me. I went along with the idea from time to time, but more to appease her than learn about God or the message. She found a church that she liked, and I would go with her from time to time. At first, and more as time went on, turns out that church family would become. Great lifelong friends. I got involved more, but never reaching out to God or asking questions. When we moved back to Chatham, Pastor Dan was a big help in educating me about Jesus and about Christianity. And I had some breakthrough moments and was truly interested. In finding out more about the Christian faith, the book The Case for Christ was a big help to me. After Pastor Dan left the Berean Church, I found Ridgeview. And I continued to pursue my salvation But I had to have an understanding about Jesus, and I had to be convicted about who he was about. With friends like Dave and Christy, John and Stacy, Pastor Charlie, the Johnson Small Group, and above all, my wife Liz pouring into me, I was really coming around. A turning point for me was when Pastor Charlie explained that I didn't need to rationalize the entire Bible in order to be saved. There were core things that I had to understand and believe with my heart, and that the other things would come about the other things would come about as I learned about God and my walk with Christ. I could deal with those things later. The core things that I had to believe was that Jesus is the Son of God and equal to God. He was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect, sinless life. He was crucified to pay the penalty for our sins. He rose from the dead and was saved by the grace of God. We are saved by the grace of God. I had so many people praying for me for such a long time. I was bubbling up on their prayer list. World peace and then Andy. Liz amazingly stayed by me this whole time. It was a slow process, but when I made the free will decision to accept Jesus in my life, I was completely convicted. I knew exactly what I was doing. If you haven't already accepted Christ, I urge you to please learn about God, learn about Jesus. God wants you to be with him. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Thank you.